Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Our correspondent Roy O'Neill has been following what's happening with Ukraine over the weekend. Roy, welcome in. Happy Monday to you.
Hey, JT. Happy Monday.
Well, the 21-year-old that was on trial for that war crimes, guilty. He's going to jail for a long time.
Yeah, already today deciding they're going to send him to prison for the rest of his life. This 21-year-old confessed to shooting and killing an unarmed 62-year-old man. The shooting happened in the early days of the invasion. The Russian soldier said he was ordered to shoot the man. Initially, he refused, but then complied with the order. In court last week, he apologized. The widow begged for her forgiveness, but today was sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison for war crimes.
Just horrible, 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 you know, activities going on with this war, in all wars. I mean, there's so much destruction happening in Ukraine. So many lives have been lost. I mean, this is worse than when Russia invaded Afghanistan. I mean, it's just incredible how many people have died in this.
Yeah, well, and that's remarkable. The UK's Ministry of Defense estimating that Russian forces have already lost about the same number of troops in 3 months as they lost during 9 years of war in Afghanistan. So it's around 22,000.
Wow.
That number changes depending on who you ask. But clearly their casualties have been significant.
With so many casualties and nothing really changing right now, as the fighting continues, we know that Russia is still, you know, trying to take care of what is at the eastern side now and wrap it itself around the majority of that area as well. Donbass.
Relentless bombing in the eastern areas over the weekend. President Zelensky says his country could be losing 50 to 100 soldiers per day in all this bombing. But still, Ukraine says it will not sign on to any truce or peace deal that involves giving away any of their territory. So don't look for them to surrender the Donbass region and try to call it even.
Quickly,
they want to keep Ukraine, Ukraine.
Yeah, absolutely. Zelensky has never, ever conceded that he might give up at any point in this whole thing. I got to give the Ukrainian people and the soldiers and the leadership there, I mean, you know, a lot of credit. A corrupt country on one hand, but yeah, they are not giving up their country to Putin without battling to the very end. Back to that 21-year-old who's now been sentenced to life for these war crimes. That opens the doors for a lot of potential others facing these types of criminal charges.
Yeah, Ukraine says is that it has identified about 10,000 different war crimes just in the 3 months of this war happening. So also a sign, look how quickly this prosecution happened, the whole thing in 3 months' time. And that includes, you know, most of Kyiv being evacuated for a while as it was surrounded by Russian forces. So Ukraine clearly sending a message that they mean business and will prosecute these suspected war criminals quickly and efficiently.
Just an awful situation, and it doesn't look like it's ending anytime soon. All right, let's take a look forward here, moving into the Memorial Day weekend. You know, we went down to the Holiday Inn Resort in Panama City Beach this past weekend for our broadcast Friday morning, and the gasoline prices everywhere, my gosh, I mean, about $130 round trip in just gas. Are the prices going to have any effect on people pulling back, or are we still looking at some, you know, big travel this weekend?
Yeah, and Pensacola has the cheapest gas in Florida, usually. You know, AAA says 39.2 million people will travel this Memorial Day weekend. That's up 8.5%. We're not at pre-pandemic levels yet. We're at about 2017 levels, but still an 8.5% increase is strong. AAA says, look, you know, you spent $150 on gas, which is bad, but that's probably only $50 more than you would have spent last year. So it's not going to probably have you cancel your travel plans. You'll pack lunch for the car,
right,
rather than stop and eat. But you'll find other ways to make up that difference.
Yeah, one less night out for dinner during the Memorial Day celebrations, yeah, this weekend, I guess, right?
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.